Hi.
Hi, where are you?
I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Okay.
And I was just calling. I had a dream to tell you about. I had this dream when I was younger, and basically what was happening is I was on this beach near the ocean. And,
okay.
You know those little huts that they have there? Well, basically I was in this hut, but it was on stilts, and it was about 100 feet in the air. And there were a few other people in this hut, and I guess there was, I don't exactly remember how, but maybe it was like a conflict or something, and I got pushed out of the hut. So I remember falling straight down, and basically I remember everything coming straight up at me, and, you know, it was all very clear, and I knew what was going to happen. And I hit the water, and I hit the beach, and everything went to black. And the next thing I knew, I woke up.
Another person who just didn't die.
Yeah, and I've had a few other, not necessarily falling, but other dreams where I have where that has happened, where I basically died and then I woke up.
When you wake up, though, are you upset? Or, I mean, is it one of those things where you shake your head and go, oh, my God, what was that?
Well, I mean, it's just, like, I just remember being in a real state of confusion because, you know, I don't know about other people, but myself, when I dream, you know, it's very realistic and you feel very into it. So it's kind of like you wake up and you have the feeling like, where am I? What just happened? And you realize that it was just a dream.
That is so true. Those dreams are real. Let's go next to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Dave in Bakersfield.
California. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I had a dream back in high school. It happened a couple times where I was falling, but it wasn't a first-person view. I was seeing myself fall, and then I would land, and I would hit the ground. And when I did, the ground would crumble beneath me, and I would start to fall again. And it just kept happening over and over and over again, and it seemed to last forever. And I would have that like it was a recurring dream in high school. I was figuring it was probably from stress or something like that.
And then it just simply went away, didn't it?
And it just simply went away, yeah. So, but I've had other dreams where I've fallen, like I'm walking and then I fall, and then my body actually physically jerks and I wake myself up. And, you know, so I could see how some people would think, you know, if you fall and land and hit, then you could actually die. I mean, maybe it would be such a traumatic fall that your body might, you know, shake so hard that you'd kill yourself or something, I guess.
You know, I've talked about my recurring dream that has simply gone away as well. It's when I kept thinking, I'd wake up in a cold sweat thinking I was a credit short from getting my college degree. And I think one of the reasons why is because I went to school my last 2 years at night and worked full-time at a radio station during the daytime, and I never stopped. And I would have that dream 3, 4, 5 times a year for years. And then one day, after telling Rosemary Ellen Guiley about it, they simply just went away. First-time caller line, you're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good.
I've had several dreams where I've been falling. Before I hit the ground, normally I wake up and my heart is beating so hard, my adrenaline's pumping. And the last time I've ever had the dream, I hit the ground. And when I hit the ground, it was like everything was right as rain. I just went into the deepest sleep. I was just so peaceful. It was really, really bizarre.
Now, the time, though, when you would wake up and your heart would be beating like crazy, do you think you could physically have, like, a heart attack if something happened?
Gosh, probably. I would think so. Because
yeah.
When I've woken up in the dreams where I've woken up before I hit the ground, it was like a panic attack. It was, you know, cold sweats, breathing hard. It was unbelievable.
Well, let me tell you, panic attacks are the worst thing. I don't think I've ever experienced a panic attack until one time. And that's when I had to go into one of these closed MRI machines. And I got to tell you, I went bonkers. I mean, worst experience of my life. And I was doing okay. It was a 40-minute test. And I was into it for 20 minutes. And I'm saying to myself, hey, I've only got 20 more minutes to go. This is a piece of cake. And you're in a tube. and you can't move. Your hands are at your side. You can't scratch. You can't do anything. And the nurse gives you a button that you can squeeze, and it's an alarm, and then they come running, because I guess this has happened to other people. But I was fine. So 20 minutes into it, I'm doing okay. She comes back and says, oh, we made a mistake. We've got to do it over again. And I went, what do you mean we got to do it over again? She says, it's going to be 40 minutes. And, you know, I'm counting down from 20. So we started over again, and 3 or 4 minutes into it, I just lost it. I felt like I was in a coffin and I was alive. And I squeezed the button, and she came out and went, what? And I said, I want out. And she said, you've still got 36 minutes to go. And I said, nope, I'm done. Not going to do it. And then I found out they had open MRIs, and those things are much better, aren't they? Let's go next to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. It's your turn. Hi there.
Hey, good morning. My name's Raymond, and I'm calling from Arlington, Texas.
Hi, Raymond.
I have a calling dream for you.
Sure.
Okay, about 10 or 15 years ago, I was in college, and there was a lot of things going on in my life, but I had a dream where I was in a dark room. It was pitch black, and the only thing I could see in the room was like a mirror image of myself. And there was somebody that looked just like me, but he was tinted red, and he had two little bumps on his head, and I knew it was a devil. And he didn't say anything. He just smiled at me.
And the devil who looked just like, and he looked just like you, you said?
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever it was a mirror image of me.
All right.
I knew it was the devil. And I became, you know, really scared and intimidated, and I started shaking my fist at him, and I told him I wasn't afraid of him. And he started walking towards me, and then all of a sudden, I felt like I was falling, and I could feel myself losing my breath. And the longer I fell, the faster I continued to fall. And I was scared, and I started screaming out for Jesus. And I started screaming at the top of my lungs, and all of a sudden, I started rising back up. And basically as fast as I was falling. And then I woke up. And it was summertime, and it was already hot anyhow. But I woke up about 4:30 in the morning, and my heart was beating 100 miles an hour.
Oh, good.
My hair was sweaty. My chest was sweaty. And I was too scared to go back to sleep that night. And I know the dream probably has a meaning that
yes.
goes beyond falling. But, you know, I've looked up in all the dream dictionaries and whatever and couldn't find anything. But that dream, I've had a lot of falling dreams, and well, just a few, and a lot of dreams in particular, but that's one that I've never forgotten.
See, I think Rosemary Ellen Guiley has said to us in the past that a dream like that means it's unfinished business. There's something going on in your personal life that you haven't completed, you haven't finished it yet, and until you do, you're going to keep having dreams like that.